Today, we'd like to study the title of Not Philip in John chapter 9, verses 1 to 23. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. What can we see in Jesus' saying? Question 2. In verse 11, he answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received the sight. And in verse 17, they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. He said, he is a prophet. What can we see in the healed blind man? Last question 3 in verse 18. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. Why did not the Pharisees, Jews, believe the healed blind man? First of all, we want to see brief background. Jesus, in the Feast of Tabernacles, in John chapter 7, verse 2, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand, was in Jerusalem, John chapter 7, verse 10, from Galilee. But when his biological brothers had gone up to Jerusalem, then Jesus also went up to the feast of the tabernacles, not openly, but as it were in secretly, because Jewish people tried to kill Jesus. On the Sabbath day, which is the holy day for rest, John the Apostle wrote a few things of many things which Jesus did in John chapter 21, verse 25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one in detail, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. So, John the Apostle wrote only 8 signs. So this chapter 9 refers the 6th of 8 signs. Number 1, turning water to wine in chapter 2. Number 2, healing the nobleman's son in chapter 4. Number 3, healing the crippled man at Bethesda in chapter 5. Number 4, feeding the 5,000 men with just 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes in chapter 6. Number 5, walking on the water in chapter 6. The 6th sign, chapter 9 here, healing the blind man. The number 7, raising Lazarus from the dead in chapter 11. And after Jesus' resurrection, the last one, the 8th sign, disciples catching the multitude of fish in chapter 21. Chapter 9, verse 1, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. So he saw the man born blind. And his disciples asked Jesus, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents? Many people's question. This man, in light of Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, the soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. So basically, he himself shall bear his own sin, own guilt. So therefore, the born blind man should have borne their own sin. So that's why questions is this man sinned. So next is his parents case, Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity or the sin of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. So either worshipper's sin impacted into his children and the great children, great children, so up to fourth generations. So, but Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents' sin. In particular, this case, the reason of the blindness, the works of God should be revealed in him, which is God's good purpose. The cause of blindness is God's good purpose. Like a disciple Paul claimed to remove his flesh, the thorn in his flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation. So lest I should be boasted, because I received a lot of revelations from God. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, to cover me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Simply meaning, remove the thorn of my flesh. It's like his eye sickness, eye problem. Why? Okay, let's see later. And God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. So God's strength is working in disciples' humble status. That's why God allowed him to have his thorn of the flesh, which is like his eye problem. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, such as the eye physical problem, that the power over Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take a pledge in infirmity, so I am glad in infirmity, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Later, Romans chapter 16, verse 22, so we see, I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Here, Tertius, the stenographer. So, Paul likely must have had eye problem to see. So here, so we can see God, allowed that kind of illness, the physical infirmity to disciple. Also, we see, God the Father allowed Jesus Christ on crucifixion, distress, also Jesus the shameless. So then later, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, so who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and had sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus got through crucifixion, also shame. Jesus crucified on the cross with naked body. So the shame, but all finally get through that. So Jesus now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. First of all, I must work the works of him him who is God the Father who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. Here, basically, him who sent me, which meaning God sent Jesus. So Jesus means the Lord is salvation. Also, and God's work, the works of him, meaning God's works, are Jesus' works to heal the blind man. Jesus implying Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, sent by God for salvation. And the Son of the living God, the present works of God are Jesus' works. While it is day, now, at the present time, implying living God, not dead God. So then the night is coming when no one can wait. The night is at Jesus' crucifixion. So no signs more. So then it basically says so. So Jesus saying, you know, actually implying, I am the Christ, the Messiah, because sent by God Father. Also, I am the Son of a living God. Because God's works, God's present work, not dead work, God's present works are Jesus' works. So God's present work is God is a living God. So I am the Son of a living God. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, such as to heal the blind or ill people, to restore people from distress, infirmities. When he had said this thing, he spat on the ground and made the clay with the saliva. So healing methods are many. Whatever method the healer wants, he can use. So we, creatures, cannot limit creature's methods. So that's important, whatever he wants. Made the clay with the saliva. Because that is a work on Sabbath day. Today is a Sabbath day. Work on Sabbath rather than just his word or his touching on eye. Jesus made clay with the saliva on Sabbath day rather than he just saying, open your eye, you know, also touches his eye in order to teach what the Sabbath law means, in order to teach what the Sabbath law means. That's why Jesus made clay. Likely, he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and Jesus said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Siloam, which translates sent from the spring of Gihon through tunnels into the pool of Siloam, into the west side of the city of David in Jerusalem. So 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 30 said, the same Hezekiah the king also stopped the water outlet of Upper Gihon, the northbound Gihon, then brought the water by tunnel to the west side of the city of David in Jerusalem city. So in that way, that was sent by the Upper Gihon through tunnel. That's why they call Siloam. So he went and washed it and came back seeing. Here, sufficient, strong, factual evidence. So now he saw, he had a sight. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is it not this? He would say and beg it. So they were surprised. That's a national norm. Natural, reasonable, rational response. Like the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 6 to 10, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So the people naturally, reasonably surprised at the crippled man healed completely. So now he walked, leaped. So that's a natural response. Then some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. So doubts. So he said, I am he. So he made a separate testimony to the doubters. Then verse 10, therefore they said to him, how are your eyes open? So surprising question. He answered and said, so conversation between neighbors and him. He answered and said, a man called Jesus. Now the healer was known by the blind man to be Jesus. The name is Jesus. So progressive revelation during conversation. Made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me. Also a conversation between the blind man and Pharisees. Also verse 17 here. They said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. He said, he is a prophet. So now the blind man said, he's a prophet. The man who delivered God's word. That's a prophet. So the blind man know what he is, what the healer is, more and more. It is called as progressive revelation, like a Samaritan woman who drew water, made a conversation with Jesus Christ. The Samaritan woman know who talked, what talker is. So like that is John chapter 4, verse 7, 10, 19, 23. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. So conversation between Jesus and woman. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Then the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that I know that you are a prophet. So here also she knows Jesus more and more during a conversation between Jesus and her. And but the hour is coming, now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. So how to worship? So whom we should worship? You know, basically discover. Then, you know, Samaritan finally believed in Jesus as the Lord, you know, and Savior and Messiah. Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went to and washed, and I received the sight. Verse 12. Then they said, the neighbors said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Pharisees, the scholars who interpret the law plus traditions. So in order to apply the particular law given by God, so they made up, you know, certain rule from interpretation. So basically their interpretation plus traditions. But unfortunately, Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 32, so whatever I command you, be careful to observe it, you shall not add to it. But the Pharisees added their own tradition, their own the interpretation equal level to the Lord, which is God's word. God's word. So, no takeaway from it. Now, it was a Sabbath, or the seventh day, or Saturday, holy day for rest. When Jesus made the clay, right here, Jesus made the clay, which is a work, and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, which is works, and I washed and I see." Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath, or he violates the Sabbath." Upon their interpretation of the letter of the Sabbath's law, not the spirit of the law considered with the lawgiver's purpose or intention. How can a man who is a sinner do such a sign? Then others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs or to such miracles?" That simply meaning the signs come from God. John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. There was a man, the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night or secretly and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God." Not come from God, come from God because of miracle. "For no one can do these signs, these miracles that you do, unless God is with him." So, therefore, there was a division among them. Some people, "This man is not from God," but the other said, implying this man come from God because of miracles, such miracles. They said to the blind man again, "What do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." So the blind man have progressive revelation of what the healer is. But the Jews, the Pharisees, the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight. Simply mean they did not believe to heal the blind man. The fact, why not? Because not believing is unreasonable or irrational against such a strong, sufficient, or factual evidence. Why not? Because of their tradition, bias, or preconceived idea made them blind spiritually. So therefore, they did not believe the factual evidence to heal the blind man. So therefore, for the Bible study, our heart should be open to the spirits teaching the Word of God, free from any tradition, bias, preconceived idea. So therefore, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight, and they asked them, so his father and mother, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we don't know. Or who opened his eyes, we don't know. He is of age. He has a mental capacity to answer your questions. So therefore, ask him. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was a Christ, or Jesus was a Christ, anointed by God for salvation, he would be put out of the synagogue, which is excommunicated from synagogue, temple, or religious life of Judaism. Even today, too, the Jews for Christ are excommunicated from the Judaism community, the Jewish community. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So one example, Ezra chapter 10, verse 8, interracial marriage group is a warning to be excommunicated, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instruction of the leaders and elders, all his property would be confiscated, so would be confiscated, meaning would be taken away. And he himself would be separated from the assembly, which means excommunicated from the assembly, always those from the captivity. So that kind of the Jewish communities, those people are excommunicated. So let's see each question in verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. What can we see in Jesus saying? Jesus saying is basically him who sent me. So God who sent me. So implying Jesus is the Messiah or the Christ. So sent by God for salvation. Because Jesus' name means the Lord is salvation. Also the works of him. So God's works. Works is a present work, not dead work. God's works is Jesus' works, so implying Jesus, the Son of the living God. So the night is coming when no one can work. That means the night at Jesus' crucifixion. So no more, you know, science. You know, during crucifixion, then Jesus went down into Hades 3 days, 3 nights, that time. Question 2, in verse 11, he answered, the blind man said and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash it. So I went and washed and I received the sight. And in verse 17, the Pharisees said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes, he said, he's a prophet. What can we see in the healed blind man? He, during conversation between him and neighbors and the other one, between him and Pharisees, he began to know what the healer is. So here, a man called Jesus, then prophet. So in that way, that's called as a progressive revelation. Question 3 in verse 18, but the Jews did not believe concerning him or the healed blind man that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. Why did not Pharisee Jews believe the healed blind man? It is irrational, unreasonable, against strong, sufficient, or factual evidence. He's gaining sight from blindness. So why did not Pharisees Jews believe? So because their tradition, bias, or preconceived idea made them blind spiritually to see him. Let's sing song all together. The Blue Book, page 4, number 3.